Are we live?
We live.
We live.
On music theories and nonsense.
This is going to be a bunch of nonsense. A
bunch of nonsense. I got Chris Linton with me. And we're going to be talking a little bit of music. I don't know if he really messes with any conspiracy theories or anything like that.
Nah.
Probably a bunch of nonsense.
Bunch of nonsense.
But for those who don't know, Chris is a singer-songwriter out of Harrodsburg, Kentucky. Doing pretty well so far. been playing a lot of shows.
Yes.
Just played one Sunday.
Yes. Acoustic show. Proud Mary's.
That's in Lexington, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And might possibly play Austin City November 16th.
I don't know. I can't really release nothing. So,
possibly.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Don't know?
I
okay.
Have no clue.
Well, we'll stay tuned in for that one.
We're having a single release party at Austin City November 8th and 9th.
November. Oh, you're playing both nights?
Well, we're doing one in Lexington and one in Corbin.
Oh, okay. Cool. Both Austin cities.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Should be a good time.
What's the single?
Heartbreak. We just got done recording it not too long ago with Garrett Cowell, and now it's ready to come out. So,
got your copyright and everything for it? Everything's ready?
Yeah. We got a room with ASCAP.
Cool.
So,
is that also like BMI, or is that a totally different
thing?
Well,
it's the same thing, basically, just different.
Different company doing that. Gotcha. Gotcha. I met a dude somewhere that had like a BMI trophy. Like, he's written so many songs that it was crazy. He had some sort of BMI award. I don't remember who it was.
Songwriting's where it's at, man.
If
you can write music, do it.
Most definitely. I can't.
That's where the money's at.
I can't write music.
Man, I can write some words, but I have to get either you or Cookie or somebody to make some
guitar parts. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I can write guitar music all day.
See,
I can write chord progressions all day, but I can't write lyrics for nothing.
That's how I am with lyrics. I don't know. Sit down, they come in. As the music flows, I guess.
Yeah. They
sometimes die. After a few. You never know.
I heard that. Maybe burn one.
Yeah, might have to. That's a guarantee, probably.
But, no, man, so Heartbreak's coming out. I mean, it's no news to me. I play music with him all the time, but whoever's listening might not.
You can pre-order it?
Pre-order on Apple Music, Spotify,
Amazon? All music platforms.
All music streaming platforms. That's what's up.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the day you have your own Pandora station.
That would be dope.
That would be super dope.
Coming out with my hat on.
Yeah. Something cover up that nappy hair.
I know, my goodness, it's getting out of control.
So, and the people of country music, who are some people you look up to? Like, who are some of your inspirations?
Love George Strait. I'm a huge George Strait fan. Love Brooks and Dunn.
Solid.
Man, I love all them older guys. I don't not like the new music, but I like to hear a story.
Yeah.
And I like to tell a story. And
so
I just ain't sitting on my truck all the time. So
yeah, true. Definitely. A lot of 90s country guys.
Man, Travis Tritt is probably one of my
tops,
for sure. Let's see, who else? Man, there's so many. Randy Travis,
my all-time favorite.
Oh, George Jones. Dwight Yoakam.
Okay.
Now we can keep going.
And guitar and Cadillacs. Hillbilly music.
That's right. Well, I'm a honky tonk man.
There you go.
That's what I am right now. I'm a honky tonk man.
Yeah. The honky tonk life is not for everybody, dude.
Honky tonk life is fun.
It's hard.
It's really hard.
To keep up with a normal life.
Yeah. A lot of long hours. Thank God for my wife. Because
huge shout out to Katie
for
organizing everything.
Man, I can couldn't tell you the next show that we play. I just told when to be there.
Yeah. Who all to bring?
What time we got to be there for sound check? So.
Yeah. Full band or acoustic?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. A
lot of long hours, man.
You know.
But worth it, I think.
Yeah.
It's definitely fun. A thousand times, probably.
It's definitely a lot of fun.
I remember when, like, 3-4 years ago, man, when we used to play, and I'd just go to Austin City, and, like, nobody knew who he was.
Yeah.
We couldn't go down to the basement.
Yeah.
Couldn't drink for free.
Mm-mm.
Now we can just walk in, and they double tax our ass.
No.
Now we
no.
can just walk in there, man, and just casual, and go to the basement, meet people.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd say Austin and Austin Brashear, that's how you say
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah.
Austin Brashear. And he's done a lot to help you out so far.
Oh, yes.
As far as getting you in with certain people playing shows with, like, Tyler Booth. And,
yes.
Have you played a show with Dylan yet?
Not since he took off, no.
Not since he's taken off? Okay.
Not since he's took off. Be dope, though.
Yeah.
He's coming in November.
Yeah, another hometown boy. Do a big Harrodsburg throwdown.
Yeah.
Get real redneck in Austin City.
Yeah, but we'll be in Lexington.
Yeah. But,
don't get me wrong, I love Harrodsburg, but.
Yeah.
We ain't got no venues here, man.
No.
You got to travel to Lexington.
Yeah.
Lexington. After El Charo went out, there wasn't no more karaoke.
Nope.
It wasn't nothing.
No karaoke. Yeah. Another dude that's helped you out pretty well so far is Scotty.
Scotty Williams, yeah, man, he's done. That's who got me my single.
Yeah,
and he put together a badass band. We had are we allowed to cut us on here?
Yeah, dude, go for it.
I just can't help it sometimes. I did it on the radio one time in Irvine, and they was like, "Sorry," but yeah, he put together the single and hooked me up with Garrett Cowell and had a bunch of good musicians on there, man. I mean,
top shelf.
Yeah. And Keith Flora, for example. Man, they're just good players.
Yeah.
Seasoned players. And that helped me out a lot.
Yeah. I like playing Tipsy Cat.
Oh, yeah. Tipsy Cat's fun.
I personally prefer Lexington over Georgetown. But that's just because I have nowhere to stand when I'm playing in Georgetown. The stage is
it's
too
little,
small.
Man, but they get rowdy over
there. Yeah, they do get rowdy. They do get rowdy in Georgetown.
Lexington's fun, too. Plus, you got an awesome sound.
Yeah.
It's just getting people in there.
Yeah. I mean, both places have great sound.
Yeah.
I mean, all three places, including Austin City, you know, all
oh,
have
yeah.
great sound guys.
It's like Chris Slater, man. He's been there for like 13 years. So
yeah.
He knows that room.
Yeah.
Like the back of his
mm-hmm.
hand, so.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah, those are good places to go, for sure. 9 times out of 10, if you're looking for something to do on a Friday or Saturday night, and you want to go listen to some music,
go
hit
up
any of those places.
Yeah.
Austin City and
if
Corbin.
If you want honky-tonk
Lexington.
Country music, go to either one of those.
Yeah. Austin City and Corbin and Lexington. Tipsy Cow and Lexington and Georgetown. There's another little Irish pub in Lexington I think you should try to get into. I'm pretty sure it's called the Paddy Wagon. It's off of Richmond
yeah,
Road.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've heard of the Paddy Wagon.
Me and Dylan actually years ago rode our bikes up there. Well, actually, he come and borrowed your bike.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. That was a pretty eventful night. We ended up at Cowboys with a bunch of, like, outlaws.
Bossy?
You remember when his mama was dating mm-hmm. that one dude?
He said, I walked in there and asked for Becky, and I thought they was going to whoop my ass.
Hey, man, there wasn't none but black leather and Harleys out there. That's it. It was crazy, and
that's
here I am on a Kawasaki.
Sometimes.
All black Harley. I pull up on a lime green Kawasaki. Yeah, that was a good night, though. No, the Paddy Wagon was cool, man. They had this little, like,
they got some good artists out there, too, man.
Old rock band. Up there one night doing some cover songs and stuff.
Chris Bentley goes up there all the time from Sunday Best.
Chris Bentley's killer.
He is killer.
Lemons Mill's starting to play music now. I'm literally a rock's throw from there, so that's kind of awesome. If there's anybody I want to go see down there on Thursday nights.
Oh, yeah. Chris Bentley comes down there sometimes, man. Jared
yeah.
Stratton. Jared Stratton's good, too.
Yeah, he is good.
He's really good. Americana.
Yeah.
As hell.
Yes. Very good, though.
I think me and him's about to link up and write some music.
Or he
has a song that he's trying to pitch me or something, but either way, he's good, man.
Yeah.
I know the material. He ain't sent it to me yet, but I'm waiting on it.
Hell yeah. So aside from being a fairly big name in the local honky tonk world, what does Chris do?
Chris chills.
Chris chills. Take care of a million kids.
I do, man. I got like 50. No, I really don't. I got 4, but...
Yeah, but I mean, once you count in the time spent with the nephews and everything else, and...
Yeah.
It's all your friends' kids, and...
All these badass kids running around. No, we had a party, man, for my daughter, and let me tell you, they was running wild over that day.
My lachey.
But the adults, man, drove me more nuts than the kids did.
Every time.
Every time.
They're louder than the kids are.
They're louder and more bossy, too. I don't like that.
Y'all need to go down and sit down.
You better pay a water bill for you.
Come to my house, tell me how to live. So you pay the light bill, you better go sit down somewhere. Mm-hmm. I feel that. No, man. Where's Cookie? We need Cookie.
I don't know where Cookie's at.
I mean, that's your right-hand man.
That is my right-hand man. He played Proud Marys with me last night.
Yeah. I would have came, but by the time I'd have got up there, dude, it was over.
Oh, man. It was fun.
You ain't gonna lie to me, man.
Well, I mean, it was, but it was just Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday nights probably isn't a good night to honky tonk.
No.
I'd say everybody already got their honky tonk done Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. Their honky tonk lesson. Can you say that?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're trying to recover and drink as much water as they can before Monday.
Oh, most definitely.
Maybe even an Advil, because I got headaches.
Or seven.
Or seven, yeah. 1, 2.
No, man. I'm proud of you. I'm glad to see it's a big turnaround from when you first started.
It is. It's crazy. It's so crazy. Man, I had a girl ask me one time for my shirt. I just got off stage.
That's crazy.
Like, sweaty.
That's disgusting.
Like, yep. Here you go. Take it. I just put my cut off back on.
That is gross.
And it's just weird because...
me knowing you, I know how much you sweat.
Oh, my gosh.
Gross.
Man. Plus, I got this hair in my beard now.
Oh, God. And them lights.
Oh, my goodness. Plus, I'm black, too.
Oh, yeah. Not to mention, he's also a black guy. He's light-skinned with tattoos. He's the next Cane Brown. No, I'm just kidding.
I play country music. I don't know, but... I mean, no, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. It'd be awesome if Cane Brown heard this and messaged you about that. That'd be killer. But
man, he's a killer artist. He's a badass songwriter.
He is a great songwriter, and he has found his lane.
He's found him.
Killing
it. You can't knock him for nothing, man.
Yeah, no. I mean,
everybody's like, hell with pop country.
Hey, man.
Hey, if that's what they want to play, if the shoe fits, you can play Twinkle Twinkle Little Star if the shoe fits. If it buys you a shoe, then play it.
Yeah. I heard that. So other than the single coming out, you plan on doing a video for it? I've seen something on your Facebook. You were looking for some actors, actresses to play the part.
We got 2 from an agency. Well, I say we, but I mean Katie.
Yeah. Shout out to the manager, the wife.
Yeah.
All that.
She's I think we're going to try to wait until we, like, release it first.
Yeah.
And then come in and do it. Because, I mean, the video's really not going to take too much time. We got Infused from Louisville coming down.
Cool.
Dude named Brian Gill. He's a killer man.
I've heard that name.
He's cool. He's professional, too. So, should be a good time.
I mean, if you need a fat dude in the video drinking beer, I got you.
Dude, I'm trying to get a bunch of people in a bar and just play a show, like...
I feel you.
And then just, you know.
I feel like Tipsy Lex would be the cool spot for that. Or Austin City and Corbin.
Austin City and Corbin's nice, man.
Yeah.
Plus, it's packed. State, because it's a restaurant, too. So.
Oh, okay.
So people come in there and they eat and...
get hammered.
Yeah.
And get redneck.
Yeah.
And that's what we like in the honky-tonk world.
That's the honky-tonk world.
No.
Nick probably don't like it because somebody dented his car last time we was there.
Oh, Nick is Chris's drummer who drives a fairly new Camaro that he is ever so proud of, even though it's a V6 and I gave him hell about it all the time. But he is super proud of that car, man.
He is. Dude got slammed on by the security guard.
Oh, hardcore runner, too rowdy.
Honky tonk man.
Yeah. It's the life you live, the risk you take. Seriously? I mean, you had a straight up biker brawl in Danville once.
Oh, man, you remember that?
I was not there for that one. I think I was out of town.
Oh, gosh.
I wish I was, though.
And everything was just so chill.
Until then.
And yeah, shit hit the fan. And when it hit the fan, it didn't stop.
Went 0 to 100 real quick.
Mm-hmm. Drake fast.
Yeah. So we're going to do a music video. People coming out of Louisville.
Yep.
Now, I feel like Austin and Scotty both wouldn't care if you used their bar for that.
Oh, no.
They're both pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Austin, man, he's been doing a lot here for me lately.
Yeah.
But I like Austin, too, because he made me prove myself to him.
Yeah.
He didn't just be like, okay, here you go. You know? Like, we started off on Thursday nights.
Yeah. Acoustic, and, right?
Yeah. Nobody there. Nobody.
Yeah.
There's more people in this room right now than there is. But there was at Austin City.
Yeah. Most people there were working, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we did it. Long hours, like I said, man.
Yeah. Have to get up.
Yeah. I wouldn't think that... 3 years ago, I wouldn't have thought that you'd have to put this many hours in just to do something that you're going to do, regardless if you're at a bar or not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're going to be playing music regardless. So... It's just how it goes, I guess.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't trade it for nothing in the world.
No.
Because the hours that we put in, you can see, you know?
Yeah. No doubt. Yeah, man. When you're singing songs, I mean, I noticed, I think one show we played not too long ago, I played bass for you, and there wasn't a whole lot of people out there.
No.
But I looked out there, and when you played Heartbreak, there was a lot of people that knew the words just from coming to shows. Because, I mean... It's not like they're listening to it on their phone.
No, they can't.
Or computer.
I got it on my phone.
No. Yeah. I mean, I've heard it on your phone a lot. I love it.
I do love that song. It just draws attention to people, man. I think it's a chorus.
Yeah, it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
The way everything comes in. Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, those musicians, those studio musicians you had down there in Nashville, dude, they killed it. Absolutely.
Oh, man, we recorded that in Georgetown.
Oh, really?
That was Kentucky musicians.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Even better.
Yep.
Yeah, dude. Y'all killed that. For sure. Yeah, I just thought it was really cool, man. Like, I'm not exactly part of the band or anything, but when I looked out there and seen people singing the songs that, you know, you wrote, Cookie wrote, and whatever, and it was cool. I never thought that somebody would be singing songs that... Original songs that I'm playing back to me.
Yeah. And it's cool too, like when you start, when I say like, hey, this is an original, blah, 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 you can check it out here soon, you know.
Yeah.
Download it, blah, blah, blah. People like, no, and they, seriously, I've had people come to the stage, sit on the stage and record me sitting there like this.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, okay, well, I hope I don't mess up now because they're going to show everybody. Or they're on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
And then if you like...
Facebook Live's a big thing.
If you mess up, you mess up.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, they do. They like it. And I don't know. It's weird. Really weird.
Man, Facebook's a killer way to get your music out now.
Facebook like, is.
Used to, it was word of mouth.
Twitter. If you can get
Twitter,
going on Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter for sure. Instagram's big now too.
Yeah.
Like Johnny, he landed a guitar endorsement deal from... Instagram,
yeah.
Because he was just putting songs that he learned on video on Instagram, you know, 30-second clips, and he gets a message from somebody in Russia like, "Hey, we're a small guitar company. Each one of these guitars are handmade,
yeah,
and we'd like for your name to be a part of it." Like, that's super cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Just from
Instagram,
you can
get, man.
You know, and the more hashtags you put on it, the better. The more people it reaches. So.
See, I'm not really a social media guy. I get on Facebook and I check it and I go through there. And usually it's the same post that I seen the morning.
Yeah.
And I always forget to refresh my stuff.
I get
so.
Like 4 people on my Facebook feed. Pew, pew, pew. I only show like 4 or 5 people stuff on my Facebook feed. My girlfriend gets real mad at it because it's never her stuff. It's always her friends who shared the same thing that she shared. Yeah, she's big mad. Oh, dude. Part of the nonsense part of this podcast. We went and did our 3D ultrasound today.
Yeah, I seen that.
That baby looks just like me.
I seen that.
Poor thing.
Your genes won.
Yeah, my genes are stronger than hers, even though she was surely to think that hers were stronger. Well, she was wrong. Is that the boss right there?
No, that was actually my band wanting to know if I can practice tomorrow.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha.
But
well, if you need a bass player for tomorrow, I got you.
Hey, come up there.
No doubt.
I think that bass is still up there.
It should be. I hope so.
I need to get in a deer stand.
At some point.
I know.
You need to give me some jerky.
I know.
Or some summer sausage.
There you go.
With the cheese in it. With the hot cheese. Boy. Here we go with this redneck shit.
And I got hungry.
Yeah. Heard that. I'm about to go cook dinner now. No.
I think we're having grilled cheese tonight.
Hey, dude, that sounds good.
Man, with ketchup. Hot ketchup? That spicy ketchup?
Oh, that spicy ketchup?
Oh, my gosh.
You're welcome for that.
I burned that up.
Dude, you're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Dude, I've been trying. I've been looking. Like, every job we go on, I'm waiting to go back to Texas so I can go get some Whataburger spicy ketchup. I looked on Amazon, and I can buy it, but it's like $12 a bottle on Amazon.
Oh, no.
It ain't no ketchup that good.
No, it's all right, but it ain't $12. I ain't got 12 cents right now.
That's why I'm screaming, dog. No, man. It's going to be cool. Going to have another son. He's already 4.5 pounds. Ain't even born yet. 4.5 pounds. Still got 2 months to
go. Hopefully he's born on my birthday.
That's what I'm hoping for, November 27th or 20th. If that baby's born on Thanksgiving, and that takes Thanksgiving away from me, I'm whipping his ass first thing.
When is Thanksgiving this year?
28th.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
We're going to be having potluck at the hospital.
We can get it. We can get it popping at the hospital.
Oh, we will. You know it's going to be redneck in there. It's going to. It's going to get rowdy.
Where are my chicken box?
Somebody better bring me some ham. And some deviled eggs.
Oh, yes.
And some stuffing.
Man, I don't like deviled eggs.
Man, you crazy. Mm-mm. You are crazy. Some hash brown casserole.
See, man, I don't know about it. I'm a turkey and I'm a ham person. And a little roll. And some macaroni and cheese.
And some mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yep.
I heard that.
I don't like to try new stuff. Katie tries to get me to all the time. And
I know.
Man, it's like if I don't like it, I cannot get the taste out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Or either that or I just really want to throw up.
Yeah. Well, she didn't tell you that spicy ketchup was spicy until after you ate it.
Oh, yeah, I know it. Put my forehead afire. Sweating.
She put it on the meatloaf at one night.
But it's good, man.
It is so good.
Meatloaf sounds good.
Meatloaf sounds fire. Too bad my girlfriend's at work.
Let's say, hurry up, Katie, get off.
Oh, is Katie working too?
Yeah, she just got off, I think.
Dang, how late the AT&T store open? I need to talk to her. I'm about tired of her.
She just hooked Austin Bashir up, Austin City.
Yeah. Yeah. I about went into the Danville store today and talked to Amanda. But then I didn't want to fool with her.
Right?
I didn't want to fool with her. But she's all right when she's sober.
You gotta have seen her and Bubby down there fighting the other day.
Oh, Lord.
Drunk. I thought both of them was going in the pond.
Oh, Lord.
He was down there frog gigging.
Oh, Bub went frog gigging with y'all?
Yeah. Well, he come down there, raised a little hell, and then left.
Typical Cody.
That was about the end of it.
Typical Cody. Is he still living on Bell's Mill?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Him and the baby. Mm. Carter Banks.
The OG.
He's OG.
He just chills.
Carter?
Yeah.
That kid, wow.
No.
Man, that's Bubby made over.
No. Every time I see him, he's just chilling.
He's into everything. Keep him for about an hour or two.
All right.
You can't keep up with him, man.
Bring him and Annie both over here.
Gee, yeah.
Annie is his 2-year-old stepdaughter, and she is...
bad.
She's wild as shit.
She's bad.
She cracks me up. She called me Uncle Dumbass a couple weeks ago on the back porch. I was mad as hell.
Oh, God.
I said, what's my name? She said, Uncle Dumbass. I said, do what? I said, Chris. Listen to this.
I don't know what the hell she said. I can't help but laugh at her. That's my problem.
I know it.
That's why she's so bad. Katie be trying to discipline her, but I get to laugh and I can't help it.
Yeah. Well, I think we'll wrap this one up.
Let's do it.
Shout out to Chris for coming out here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And shout out to Anchor for letting this be an easy platform to record and send out your podcast to all streaming networks, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, so on and so forth. Maybe next time we'll be able to catch him playing some guitar and singing or something.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get Cookie in here with you.
Oh, yeah. That's when I feel most comfortable.
Yeah. So you, so you don't have to play guitar?
He's been babysitting me for like 7 years now.
Well, you know, that's part of it. But yeah, Anchor is a free app you can download to record and send out your podcasts. And possibly even make a little money off of it. So it's worth checking out if you're interested in it. But, well, I think that's it for the day with music, theories, and nonsense. I think this has been a bunch of nonsense. Little bit of music, but yeah, we're going to wrap it
up. That's the way we like it, though.
Most definitely. We're going to wrap it up, and we'll talk to you next time.
Be on the lookout for the single.
Heartbreak, coming soon.